about God being present even when we don't sense Him. To all of you who are listening to this podcast, I'm sure that we all have times when we are discouraged, suffering spiritually or physically, and we don't sense God's presence. We wonder, does He really care? Remember the terrible persecution of the Jews during World War II? The awful concentration camps? I read recently that on the wall of a concentration camp, someone had written, "I believe in the sun, even when it is not shining. I believe in love, even when I don't feel it. I believe in God, even when He is silent." How awesome that blind belief. Job's life perfectly illustrated this. He lost all his livestock, one calamity after another, and then, lastly, all his children. Listen to these powerful words that he spoke. In Job 1:20-22, "At this, after all this calamity, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, 'Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised.'" In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. When Job lost his health, his wife told him to curse God and die. In Job 2:10, he replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Throughout the book of Job, we have the discussions of Job and his friends. His friends wrongly assumed that his sufferings came as a result of his sins. The following verses are Job's words to his friends, some of my favorites, showing Job's faithfulness to our Heavenly Father, believing that he could be trusted. Job 13:15, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I will surely defend my ways to his face." Job 16:19-20, "Even now my witness is in heaven, my advocate is on high. My intercessor is my friend as my eyes pour out tears to God." Job 17:9, "Nevertheless, the righteous will hold to their ways, and those with clean hands will grow stronger." Job 19:25-27, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth. And after my sin has been destroyed, yet in my flesh I will see God. I myself will see him with my own eyes, I and not another. How my heart yearns within me." And then in Job 23:10-12, "He knows the way that I take. When he has tested me, I will come forth as gold. My feet have closely followed his steps. I've kept to his way without turning aside. I have not departed from the commands of his lips. I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my daily bread." In chapter 38 of Job, God finally breaks his silence and speaks to Job out of a whirlwind. He wants Job to recognize his power and sovereignty. God speaks of nature and all his creatures, showing Job his power. Job decided to remain quiet and not plead his innocence, even though God gave him the opportunity. God showed Job that he did not have the ability to judge the God who created the universe or the right to ask why. In the end, Job's answer to our Almighty God was in Job 42:2, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Almighty God, we humbly bow before you and worship you. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that you left for us, Lord Jesus, when you returned to heaven after your death and resurrection. Strengthen us by your Spirit's power to continue to trust in you, even in those times when life is hard and we don't feel your presence. To be able to say, as Job said, though he slay me, yet will I hope in him or trust him. And I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. In the precious name above all names, Jesus.